to talk through some of the issues this pandemic has brought into our lives and how can we get through it is Nigel Pizzini. He's a lecturer in social practice at Unitech Institute of Technology, specialist counsellor. He also owns his own practice, Narrative Pathways. And he joins me now. Kia ora, Nigel.
Yeah, kia ora, Leah.
Now, thank you for your time tonight, Nigel. Am I correct in saying there is a different feeling out there now than when we were at alert level four? Almost, I mean, in retrospect, four would have been harder, but somehow we coped. But it is different, isn't it?
Well, it's weird because we're sort of doing it again. And I think that first lockdown, it was serious. The whole nation was in the same boat. Mm. And we were a team of 5 million in an unprecedented situation. Now, you know, we've got different levels. So Auckland is impacted more. It's a little uncertain. There's a lot more uncertainty now with the community contagion. Is it going to pop up again? Where did this come from in the first place? So people can feel quite vulnerable that it's not just this virus from overseas. It can spring up. And how long are we going to be living with this? You know, how many times is it going to pop up? Mm. Can I get it on the bus? You know, there's a whole bunch of factors that are much more worrisome or anxiety-inducing than perhaps there was in the first outbreak.
I'll read you a tweet, Nigel. I got this the other day just from someone who follows me. I personally am struggling with level three. Level two was okay and level four was awesome. But for some reason, level three is really getting to me. I've been using Mentimeter app a lot, but I'm still struggling day to day. And I looked up that app and it's like a kind of relaxation, I think, kind of tool. So you've mentioned unsettledness, fear.
Uncertainty, hey?
Right,
and mixed messages. So, you know, under level four, we were all in the same category. There was no ifs and buts. It was very clear. Stay home, save lives, keep yourself safe, all that kind of a thing. Mm. You know, even going to get the groceries felt like, you know, risking life and limb.
Yeah.
So the level three is less clear, and people are operating and moving about, and you know, as we've had with the situation with the bus, you know, even though it's still essential workers moving around, getting to work, there are still a lot more people moving out and about. And so I can understand somebody feeling that level three is getting to them more than level four, when we were just basically, what's the word, you know, stuck at home or staying at home. And we felt kind of safe and secure within our home. But now there's a more interaction, more expected. So I can understand that level three. And it's kind of lingering as well, right?
Yes.
So there's less certainty while the government is trying to give clear messages. And we are at this until Sunday night, and then we will go to this. This is what that means. This is what you're able to do. They're trying to be as clear as possible. But now we just never know. Will this virus come back again? Where might it come back again? We've been told that it's not a surprise, that they anticipated and planned for this. But it's just this uncertainty and the not knowing, I think, that's what can really sort of plague us.
Yeah. How do we develop tools to work through these kind of fears and try and limit our stress and anxiety?
That's a really good question. So nobody can predict and tell what the future is going to be. And the future hasn't happened yet, so it's not true or it's not real.
Yeah.
The only thing that is real is what's happening right now. And so if we can maintain our focus on what we know to be true, on what is real right now, and in our own circumstances that we have a sense of control and authority and charge of, you know, I can wash my hands, I can put my mask on, I can go and keep myself safe and do what I need to do. If we focus on those things that we do have some sense of control about, then that can be a little bit of a reprieve from overwhelm of all these other things that we don't have any control about, and the sort of fearful possibilities of the future also, which, you know, they're not true or they're not real yet, the only thing that's real is what's right now.
Well, that's true, Nigel, with anything, isn't it? We can't control what's going to happen in the future, so I suppose we focus on what we can in our world, in our day-to-day. And do you suggest things like, look at what maybe your food, what you're having, or your exercise, or talking to other people? I mean, what do you kind of advocate that kind of stuff as well?
It's interesting. I was just talking with a client about that today. That, it's not unusual or not to be surprised and not to be too hard on ourselves that we might revert to some habits that might be some relief or some reprieve or just some comfort, some self-soothing. And, everything in balance and moderation. So I'm not suggesting we hit the bottle to chill out, because that wouldn't be very good long-term either. But just to be easy on ourselves, right? Mm. Like, this is an unusual circumstance. It's okay to be binge-watching a bit of Netflix. Yeah, it's okay for, the house to start looking a bit more cluttered and the laundry to pile up. That's okay. We don't have to be living ship-shape and smart and be up and at it at 7 in the morning. While also those things can be useful to keep routines, to keep ourselves functioning well, to make sure that we're getting enough sleep, we're getting good quality food, we're not just eating junk, doing things that nurture and look after and best situate or equip us to just manage ourselves. Mm. Notice where our mind goes. Notice and be conscious about what we're doing. Is this useful? Is this nurturing? Or what's the word? Sort of recharging me? Or is this becoming quite sluggish and depressing and staying in bed till sort of all hours of the afternoon isn't going to be good for our energies and our mojo,
I like the word recharging, Nigel. My ears pricked up at that. I like that. Think of things that can make us recharge our soul, maybe.
Right. It's knowing ourselves and what's really good for us in terms of what helps me sort of be optimistic or to stay or sort of on top of things, to be thinking and feeling positive, focusing on what I can do, having some goals, 2 or 3 or 4 things that I can knock off in a day, tasks or activities. I can feel good about I've accomplished some things, but not being too hard on ourselves and expecting the world either. So it's just keeping that in balance, keeping a perspective about what's doable.
Yeah, I like that.
Staying in connection with people as well.
See, now, Nigel, very quickly, that is what I find, and from my listeners, it's hard because, we're getting it drummed into us, this, social distancing and now wearing masks. We can't read facial cues. We can't hug people that we haven't seen, unless you know what I mean. It's that kind of inherent part of being a human we aren't doing, and I've noticed it myself.
And a sad side of that message is we can see other people as a threat, person of infection or something, so keeping that all in balance, we need to remember that while there are 134 active cases, they're all in isolation or quarantine. There may be 1 or 2 people walking around asymptomatic, but, Bloomfield's on their case. It's on the whole, if we do good sort of health, safe things, the mask and washing our hands and keeping our distance, people don't pose a threat. So we can be kind. We can say hello to our neighbours as we walk past on the footpath. I went for a walk the other day and people don't even look you in the eye. It looks like everybody is a threat now. And that's not necessarily good for our well-being to be thinking that way. We've got people in our own bubble, so certainly hug and be close to them. We can be talking to our neighbours over the back fence. We can be getting on the phone. The old days before Zoom and whatever.
Just being on, texting each other, people.
Yeah, exactly. Just picking up the phone and calling people and things like that. So reaching out, staying in connection can be really helpful for our well-being and to stop that isolation and fear sort of setting in.
Nigel, look, thank you for your time. Nigel Pizzini there. And I hope you took some good things away from that. I like the, just don't be too hard on ourselves. Set maybe a couple of goals. and just kind of, you know, deal with what we can handle in the day. I like that. So Nigel is a lecturer of social practice at Unitec Institute of Technology. Check out Narrative Pathways as well. He's got his own business. He's got a website there as well.